It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, the temperatures are rising in the Motherlode. Vegetation is drying out, and it is again time to pay extra attention to the threat of wildfires in the region. Pleased to be joined by a panel of guests to talk about fire on this weekend show. From Cal Fire, the Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Chief, Josh White. From the Stanislaus National Forest, we have the Fire Chief, Dave Updike. And from the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, Ethan Billigmeyer. Thank you so much for coming in today. I'll start first off with Chief White with Cal Fire. You know, where do things stand right now when it comes to outdoor pile burning and burn permits?
Make sure that everybody has their permits. Permits were required effective May 1st, and we need to ensure that everybody's following the terms of those permits. The pile can't be any larger than 4 foot in size. It needs to have the 10-foot clearance around the pile. Somebody has to remain in attendance at all times. And then we want people to also use common sense to not be burning while it's super windy. There's times that we work with the Air Pollution Control District to put limitations on the burning when the winds are going to be incredibly high. But what we're finding is that even though some people are getting their permits, they're not following the terms of the permit, and those are the ones that we're having issues with letting the fires get away from them.
When you talk about the terms of the permit, what are kind of the main things on that permit?
Main things are that somebody is in attendance at all times, that they have a shovel and water in close proximity, as well as having that clearance, that 10-foot clearance around the pile. So the in attendance and the clearance seems to be the two things that people are getting sloppy on, and those fires are escaping their control, and that's resulting in criminal citations being issued to the individuals.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there have been a few escape debris piles or fires that have happened recently. Were those all basically in violation?
All of them have been in violation. We haven't had anybody that is following the terms of the permit have any issue with any escapes. So that just goes to reinforce that if you do what we're asking you to do on the permit, you shouldn't have any issue.
When you talk about defensible space, what do people need to keep in mind this time of year?
Really, you know, we're going back to that 30 foot of really clean, clear vegetation, and then 70 feet extended out from that 100 foot for a total of 100 foot defensible space, making sure that tree limbs are removed and the grass is cut. What we need people to do is be able to get their burning done, clear up those limbs in the grass and pine needles, get the clearing done as soon as they can. But it's also important for people not to overlook the rain gutters. You know, we're really trying to emphasize that the debris that gets caught on the roof and in the rain gutters provides that receptive fuel bed for the ember cast. If there is a fire, we get the embers that get caught up in the convection column, and then those land in the receptive fuel bed. And if that happens to be on somebody's roof or in the rain gutters, that's an easy access for that fire to get into the attic, and then we're dealing with the structure fire on top of the vegetation fire.
So sweep off your roofs or blow off your roofs as well?
Blow off the roofs and get that debris out of the rain gutters as well.
Then I understand there's going to be a little bit of change when it comes to burning late in the season for the higher elevations. Can you explain that a little bit?
That's right. This year we're trying out breaking it out into two different zones. Zone one is that area that is under 3,500 foot elevation, and then zone two is above 3,500 foot. And this is an attempt for people that live at the higher elevations that don't have the opportunity to burn because the fuel, the vegetation that they want to burn has been under a layer of snow and it's just now starting to dry out. We want to work with the Air Pollution Control District to make sure that people are burning dry vegetation and so that we're not creating more smoke.
Of course, we hope everyone has their defensible space. Have you got any indication recently about how the two counties are doing in that realm?
Well, we have our defensible space inspectors as well as the firefighters that are on the engines going out and doing the defensible space. And really what we're finding is that the education over the years is really paying off. A lot of people are in full compliance, and they understand that that's part of the responsibility of living in the wildland urban interface.
You know, gearing up for the summer fire season, peak staffing and so forth, what is kind of the timeline for bringing in extra staff, and when do you like the planes and the helicopters start to arrive?
Yeah, we've already started. So right now in Tuolumne Calaveras Unit, we have 15 engines that are staffed. We have the dozer staffed. The helicopter will be staffed 7 days a week effective this Monday. And then the fixed-wing aircraft, the two air tankers and the air attack platform will be in Columbia on May 28th.
Turn over to Stanislaus National Forest Fire Chief Dave Updike. What's going on right now in the forest as we get up to the busy fire season?
You know, BJ, good morning, and thanks for having us. So, you know, the forest is currently prepping, getting our new temporary employees employed and getting them into their stations, into their modules, and things are going well. Training's underway. We've completed more preparation as far as prepping the lands for, more of a safe fire condition for the forest here this year than we have in years past. So we've treated more acres, I should say, going forward. So probably about 20,000 acres have been treated, and that's a difference of, cutting and piling, burning piles, and also doing prescribed fire. So leading into prescribed fire, we do have about 1,200 acres of prescribed fire scheduled for next week. As long as the weather conditions are current, then we should proceed with those. Those are going to be on the 108 corridor at the Dry Meadow area and also at the Crandall area.
So you may notice some smoke in those areas?
That's correct. We'll have plenty of staff on to conduct those burns. And we're really looking forward to trying to, catch up with some of the areas that have overgrowth in the forest and trying to really establish more of a healthier ecosystem.
I know we've talked about this in past shows. Sometimes when people get smoke, they may not like the smoke, but what are those real benefits of doing that prescribed work?
You know, some of the areas of the forest have, an increased population of fuels, and that would be, trees, bushes, undergrowth. And so clearing out and getting to more of a more resilient, fuels in the area, spacing out in between the trees and trying to get more of that ground fuels eliminated really will improve the timber stand within the forest.
What are you noticing on the forest as we sit here in mid-May? Is it starting to dry out in certain areas?
Yeah, some of the lower elevations, similar to some of the CAL FIRE areas, do start to dry out sooner than the higher elevations. And so we're seeing the typical drying pattern throughout the forest. This year's forecast will be a little bit different than last year. There is a heightened awareness that we were expected to get more lightning than we have last year or the year before. And so a little bit more of a drier, hotter season is what they're predicting for us in the Sierras, and that would be anywhere from Bakersfield to Calaveras County.
Yeah, I know we were talking about lightning quite a bit last season, so that was a pretty busy season as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We had over 40 fires at one point during August, September, and the forest fire staff did an excellent job of not only suppressing the fires that we could actually get to in some of the areas, but also managing other fires for resource benefits, which really does improve the landscape for future generations.
Chief White, in the state responsibility area, is it similar? Are you starting to see the lower elevations start to really dry out?
We are, and I think everybody can look around and start to see that grass turn that golden yellow. And as that turns, that's where our ignitions start to increase. It's a more receptive fuel bed.
You know, what are some of the main causes for fires during the summer fire season?
Well, it kind of varies throughout the year. So this time of year, it's those escaped debris piles that people aren't following the terms of their permit. Later in the year, we start to see equipment use. People are getting out with the mower, and they're mowing dry grass. And once that grass is dry, it's no longer time to use a mower. Use a string trimmer in the morning when the humidity is high, and after that, stop. This is the time. With that still, it's slightly green. Now is the time to get all of that grass cut. This week, it's going to start drying out. We know that. This is just the way that it is in this Mediterranean climate, that things are going to continue to dry out. And right now, if people haven't already gotten out and done their defensible space, they need to capitalize on this opportunity.
During the summer months, when the grass goes completely brown in some areas, is it still safe to mow very early in the morning, or do you recommend just not mowing once it goes brown?
Once it goes brown, it is time to use that string trimmer. Green grass is for the mowers only. And use that string trimmer in the morning, because even, certain string trimmers can cause some problems with the exhaust system and everything else. So that's why we're focusing on early morning before 10 a.m. when the humidities are higher.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking fire prevention and looking ahead to the upcoming summer fire season on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Joined in studio this weekend from the Stanislaus National Forest, the Fire Chief Dave Updike, CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Chief Josh White, and shortly we'll be talking with Ethan Billigmeyer with the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services. He has the latest information related to tree mortality as we look ahead to the upcoming fire season. We'll be back with our second segment of Motherlode Views in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.